On this day, May 30th, 1783, the first daily newspaper is published. And the quality of the news is a reflection of the character of the people. We're going to tell you that story. Let's get started. On this day, May 30th, 1783, in Philadelphia, Benjamin Towns publishes the Pennsylvania Post, which was the first daily newspaper. During the early days of America, very few ventured far from home. Most people lived and died in the neighborhood they were born in. Mail arrived on horseback after traveling through forests and trails. It was an easy thing to deliver the mail in those days. The postman only came after he received enough mail to justify the trip. Keep this in mind, it took about a 29-hour trip to carry news from Philadelphia to New York. Now, most areas were lucky if the postman arrived once a month. Now, newspapers didn't come by mail, but they came through some private arrangement between the publisher and the customer, so it was even more difficult for newspapers to get to people. And in those days, newspapers didn't contain too much news. The pages were filled with some poetry, advertisements looking for runaway slaves, announcements of the arrival of some cargo, some European news was sprinkled in it, as well as some essays on politics, morals, and religion. The first printing press was set up at Cambridge in 1639, and the first newspaper was published in Boston in 1690. It was called Public Occurrences, Foreign and Domestic. The Boston Newsletter began publishing in 1704 and was the first permanent newspaper in America. Then there was the Maryland Gazette. It started in Annapolis in 1727. By 1740, there were about 11 newspapers throughout the colonies. But by 1776, there were about 37 newspapers printed in the colonies, with a combined weekly circulation of about 5,000 copies or so. Now, one publisher during the Revolution was a man named Benjamin Towns. His paper, the Pennsylvania Evening Post, became famous for being the first one to publish the Declaration of Independence. It was on the front page of the Pennsylvania Evening Post on July 6, 1776. Now, Towns published the Post 3 days a week, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. However, there was one problem connected with Towns. That was his reputation. Many considered him a political opportunist, a sunshine patriot, as it were. Before the British occupied Philadelphia, he was anti-British. When the British took over, he was pro-British. After the British were booted out by Patriot soldiers, he was once again pro-American. At least that was the rap on him. Now, his newspapers seemed to reflect these leanings based on whichever side occupied Philadelphia at the time. Now, when the war was over, many saw him as a traitor. And as a result, he started losing subscribers and advertisers. And on this day, May 30th, 1783, Benjamin Towns turns the Pennsylvania Post into the first daily newspaper. It seems he was trying to restore his reputation by putting out more information. Well, the paper didn't survive the year 1784. But this did get the ball rolling with more daily newspapers. By 1801, about 17 daily papers were in circulation. Now, the press in that day was even more partisan than it is today, if you can imagine that. It was violently partisan back in those days. Let me give you two examples. There was the pro-Federalist United States Gazette, and to counteract that was the Republican National Gazette. Now, the Republican paper viciously attacked George Washington's public acts, his motives, and his character. And that paper also accused the supporters of Washington of conspiring to set up a monarchy. And in turn, the Federalist paper went after Jefferson's character without mercy. And maybe this is what led Jefferson to say a man who doesn't read the papers is better informed. What was terrible about that time is that the papers were going after heroes of the Revolution as if they were the enemies of the country. People who gave their lives for the country, all of a sudden, because of partisanship, became the enemies of the country. A sad commentary on human nature. Well, let me just say this. If bearing false witness and defaming character is wrong for an individual, it's also wrong for a news outlet. Benjamin Franklin believed that freedom of the press comes with responsibilities. Now, Franklin was a good example. When he was a publisher, he refused to print things that did injury to a person, even if he was offered a lot of money to do it. Franklin refused to publish personal attacks or abuse and he made a lot of enemies because of it. He mourned that printers of his day had no moral objections over using their papers to satisfy the malicious hearts of people by publishing false accusations, some of which were so horrible they led to duels to the death. That was back in the days where people still did duels and killed each other over defaming character, real or imagined. Franklin called this kind of reporting that was common in the newspapers of the day a disgrace to our country. Now here's a question. Where are we at today with our daily newspapers, our live updated 24/7 news on TV, the internet, and our cell phones? Are we better informed today? Do news sources make more money off satisfying our malicious hearts or by providing honest news? The answer is found in the character of the people. News sources are a reflection of the character of the people because news organizations are in the business of making money. They know what sells. What sells is what the people like, which tells us about our character. Are our sources of news a disgrace to our country, or are they a credit to our character and our honesty? Freedom of the press gave us 24/7 news. But freedom of the press comes with responsibilities, and it's a reflection of the character of the people.